We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, joined here today by Jason Smith and Darren Solden from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. And we got a few minutes left here in the hour. We're going to talk a little bit about the census. And boy, people really need to be making sure that if they haven't done so already, boy, fill it out. I mean, we got the students back on campus, and it is so important to get that filled out here, especially given everything that's gone on here in 2020.
Yeah, we got word a couple weeks ago they're actually cutting off a month in terms of gathering data. So it is really important right now, if you have not responded to the census, get on 2020census.gov and please fill out the census. We received numbers just last week. While Kansas is doing fairly well in terms of the rest of the states with a 67% response, which is 14th in the nation, Raleigh County is at 61%. Manhattan is at 63%. So Manhattan and Raleigh County are behind the state, and obviously we need to make sure we fill that out. And you know, if you think about two major things that impact the census impacts, one is realignment of congressional districts, and you look at we're in the first congressional district, and sometime go online and look at the space that the first congressional district covers. If we're not counted, potentially we could see that district expanded even more. And I know Congressman Marshall has done a good job representing the district to the best of his ability, but trying to cover that amount of space as a congressman has got to be a challenge. And so as a community, we may not get the same kind of representation as someone who's in a smaller district. So the second one is more important is funding. So there are a number of funding things tied to populations. There are a number of funding things that are tied to having at least 50,000 people. So if you're a federal taxpayer and you want as much of those funds to come back to your community to help with your community's infrastructure and your community's quality of life, it is so important that you fill that out. So if you have challenges and need help, let us know. We can point you in the right direction. But 2020census.gov, if you're a business, and encourage your employees, encourage your customers, maybe do something fun, challenge another business or do something fun with that, have a contest. But we really, Manhattan more than many other places, really needs all of our citizens to respond to the census. So please do that. It wraps up September 30th. So time is short, and there's no better time than do it just right now at 2020census.gov.
How great would it be if we could tie that into, you know, voting? You know, if every time you register to vote, you're counted in the census, wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, well, I mean, just the easiest way to do it, well, I'm for it. So, we need to make sure we get accurate counts of people. And so I'm absolutely for trying to figure out how to get people counted.
Yeah.
Easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Streamline the process best you can, obviously. And yep, there's going to be a lot of things to watch here in the next few months. And of course, it is important to vote too. Make sure, obviously, you want good numbers so we can get a better representation of the community here in the vote. And of course, the sales tax issue will be a big part of that here. And, I think having that voting in 2020, you'll get a better representation than you would maybe, next year.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the numbers of a general election compared to a off year, and it's staggering. The difference, and I would, all the predictions are this year will be even larger than it normally is. So, we'll get a feel from the community what the community wants, and including the people maybe that don't engage as much in the process. And as they are able to read the question and read about what's going on, I think it'll be a good pulse of where we are with our electorate. So we're looking forward to that. And yeah, register to vote. We do have some big offices up for election this fall, and so we need to make sure that our community is represented by the people who are the large majority of our constituents. And so make sure you register And then as we get closer to November, make sure you vote. There are a lot of different ways you can do that absentee. And make sure you do that.
All right. Well, Darren, appreciate you being on the call here today. And we'll look forward to talking to you again down the road. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it, Brandon. Thanks for having us on.
You bet. And Jason, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you again next month.
Brandon, thank you. And once again, happy Radio Day.
Thank you very much. We are celebrating 70 years here in Manhattan. So, we'll celebrate. Maybe bring you down some ice cream here later.
That would be awesome. We would love it.
All right. Thanks so much. Chamber of Commerce Day here on In Focus. That'll wrap things up. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. We've got a busy program tomorrow, Stephen. We've got four different segments. Let's see. We've got Research and Extension. I think Greg Eistone will be our guest tomorrow, horticulture agent. We'll talk with the Riley County Senior Service Center. I know they've had some struggles here the last few months. We'll have Jamie Ramsey. Deb Watkins from the Animal Shelter will be on, and then Tara Clausen from Kansas United Way. They've got a big thing coming up here in September.
Sounds like a show you don't want to miss tomorrow morning then, huh?
That's right.
All righty. Well, Clark Howard is up next, then Rush Limbaugh, The Game, and Dan Patrick all on the way throughout the afternoon. It's now 10 a.m. at K-Man. Thanks,
guys.
Good morning.